With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Over 75% of Nova Scotians have either received their first dose of COVID vaccine or have an appointment booked. Nova Scotia now leads the country in the number of people who have received a first dose. The province's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Robert Strang, says this is a milestone worth celebrating, but we can't stop yet.
75% of the entire population with at least one dose is our minimum. While we've shifted focus to second doses, we still want as many people as possible to get their first dose and then their second. The more people who are fully vaccinated, the better protected we all are from COVID and its variants, especially the Delta variant.
Another 8,000 members of the military will be added to the total to push the province past the 75% mark. At Monday's COVID briefing, Dr. Strang said the province could begin lifting mask and social distancing restrictions before the end of summer. At Wednesday's briefing, he said that action is dependent on Nova Scotians' continued willingness to do what needs to be done to beat back COVID.
We need every eligible person to get both doses of vaccine to help protect us all. The sooner we do that, the sooner we can lift more restrictions and public health measures.
Strang acknowledged there are many places that are moving ahead with plans to lift restrictions despite their populations not being fully vaccinated. He says plans to reopen in the United Kingdom and the United States come with risks of more viral spread, especially the highly contagious Delta variant.
And there is a clear link now between lower COVID vaccination rates and more COVID deaths by state. As Mississippi State Health Officer says, it is the unvaccinated people who are being diagnosed, who are going to hospital, and who are dying. And that's not a risk we are prepared to take in Nova Scotia. Our people, our healthcare system, and our economy have been through enough. So we'll continue our cautious approach to reopening while we increase our vaccine coverage.
Strang reiterated his plea for all Nova Scotians who are able to get both doses of the vaccine as soon as they can. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.